One day, I was sitting with my sisters eating breakfast. We started to get really silly. My big sister put a spoon on her nose, and it stuck there without any hands. My little sister took two forks and put them on her head to look like antlers. Then I decided to take a Cheerio from my cereal bowl and put it in my nose. I laughed and said, "Look at me!" My sisters looked over and started laughing too. Then I accidentally breathed in through my nose, and the Cheerio went up inside. I tried to get it out with my finger, but the Cheerio just went higher. I started to worry how I was going to get that Cheerio out. My mom came in and said, "Gracie, that's gross. Get your finger out of your nose." I said, "But Mom, I have a Cheerio in my nose." My mom looked inside my nose with a flashlight, and sure enough, she saw the Cheerio way up at the top. But it was bigger than normal. It looked like a Cheerio that had been sitting in a bowl of milk and had soaked it all up. My mom worried that if we used tweezers to get it out, the Cheerio would get pushed up inside my head, or that it would break into pieces and get sucked inside my head when I took a breath. She also didn't want to take me to the doctor for something as silly as a Cheerio stuck up my nose either. But we didn't know what else to do. Just then, my mom thought, "Hey, what if we could suck it out? And she left to get a vacuum. My mom came back and said that she was a little scared to use the vacuum hose, but she thought it would work if it wasn't too strong. She turned the vacuum on and tested it at the end of her own nose first, and nothing bad happened. So she was ready to try it on me. I was still a little scared, but then I thought about what I would look like if I never got the Cheerio out. I pictured myself with a huge brown Cheerio-colored head that kept getting bigger and bigger to make room for the soggy, exploded Cheerio inside. I held perfectly still while my mom slowly moved the vacuum hose closer to my nose. It was near the end of my nostril for a split second when the Cheerio sucked right out and down the tube. It was the best sound ever. All of my sisters and my mom apparently had been holding their breath too, because we all let out a huge sigh of relief. My sisters started giggling again, and I flashed them a goofy smile. My mom looked at us seriously. She was not smiling. Never, ever put anything in your nose, or your ears, or your eyes, or anywhere, for that matter, again, she said. Then she smiled at me and said, "I'm glad you're okay, Gracie," and gave me a big hug.